message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I welcome you to tonight's meeting. And I know that you are not living here the same in Jesus' name. If you are the person I'm talking to, I'd like to hear your loudest amen. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Breaking forth to new opportunities. Breaking forth into new opportunities. One of the major things that God wants you and I to assess is new opportunities. New opportunities. What are new opportunities? New opportunity means a new thing. According to Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Remember ye not the former things, neither ye consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in thy wilderness and rivers in thy desert. That's a new thing. That's a new opportunity. A new opportunity also means new favor. New favor. Psalm 102, verse 13, explains to us the importance of favor, and that somebody here is going to assess favor tonight. And if you are that person, let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. And thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. Number three, what is new opportunity? It means a new level of greatness. Everyone here tonight, you have been great to a particular level, but there is a greater level. And that's why we are here tonight. A greater level of opportunity is coming for you in the name of Jesus. A greater level of opportunity is coming for you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. What is a new opportunity? It means open doors. A new open door. Revelation chapter 3 verse 8. Revelation chapter 3 verse 8 explains to us. Say, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Somebody say open door. And no man can shut it. And I dare to say this tonight, that the door that God is going to open for you tonight, no man shall shut it. The door that God is going to open for you tonight, no man shall shut it. No man shall be able to close that door again. No man shall be able to shut that door again. The door of greatness that God will open for you tonight shall be permanently open. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And of course, new opportunity means assessing of blessings of all kinds. Assessing of blessings of all kinds, diverse kinds of blessings. Diverse kinds of blessings. Diverse kinds of blessings. Diverse kinds of blessings. Your life will never be the same again in Jesus' name. In this first session, before we move forward, I'll be showing us keys to new opportunities. New opportunities are not free. There are keys. There are buttons you need to press before you can enter into this new realm of greatness. And number one button we need to press is the button of gratitude for past opportunities. Gratitude. It is your gratitude level that determines your altitude level in life. It is your gratitude level, your level of gratefulness or being grateful will determine the level of your fruitfulness in life. A Christian is not permitted to be great, to be fruitful beyond his gratefulness. If you are not grateful, there is no way opportunities can come. Your attitude to past opportunities qualifies you for new opportunities. Every one of us here at one point in time or another have received one opportunity from God. At one time or another, God has opened a door for you. At one time or another, God has done something that you could not, your certificate could not have done for you. Your husband, your wife could not have done for you. Your strength could not have done for you. And it is important for you to realize that God keeps records. I mean, people don't realize this. God never forgets. In fact, he said he doesn't sleep or slumber. He doesn't sleep. God does not doze. God does not forget any single detail. The truth of the matter is that he knows the number of our hair on our head. Can you imagine that kind of person? What a mighty God. In Luke 17, from verse 12, all through to verse 19, the Bible was talking about the story of 10 lepers who went and saw Jesus. And Jesus spoke to them and said, oh yeah, go. Go and meet your pastor. Go and meet the priest. Return back. And the Bible says, and as they were going, they were cleansed. And the Bible says, 9 of them were ungrateful. They immediately were just happy and returned to go and be rejoicing and celebrating. They did not return with gratitude. They did not return back to share testimony. They did not return back to appreciate the person that did the miracle. And the Bible says that only one of them, what does that tell me? Only 10% of human beings are grateful in life. The other 90% are ingrates. May you never be among those 90%. Amen. May you be among those 10%. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. I can't hear your amen. Amen. Those 10% are the ones that qualify for new opportunities. The ones that their heart is full of appreciation to God. And the Bible says, God, Jesus went ahead to perfect what he started in that guy's life. He went ahead to finish up and introduce him to further cleansing because he's a grateful soul. May God make you a grateful soul tonight. I said, may God make you a grateful soul tonight. A grateful person. And God told me this. I've never read it anywhere. Told me this, I think, today or yesterday or so. He said, a grateful person will always be a great person. A grateful person will always turn out to be a great person. I mean, the opposite of that is that an ungrateful person will always turn out to be a small person. I mean, what's an opposite? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. A grateful person will always be a great, will turn out to be a great person. It is sure. An ungrateful person will turn out to be a small person. You will never die small. I say you will not die small. You will not die small. You will not die a small person. Because of my time, because of the need to be very fast tonight. Number two key to new opportunities is being a carrier of God's presence. You carry God's presence everywhere you go. You carry God's presence to the office. You carry God's presence to your house. Anywhere you go to, it's like as if God is following you around. It's another key to attracting new opportunities. And the major way to carry God's presence is to live a praiseful life. Praiseful life. Someone say praiseful life. Because God inhabits the praise of his people. Psalm 22 verse 3. God dwells anywhere they praise him. He dwells there. Anywhere they praise him, he dwells there. God inhabits the praise of his people. Anywhere they are praising God, God wants to sit down there. And immediately God visits your house, opportunity visits your house. Today, a new opportunity will visit your family. A new opportunity will visit your family. A new opportunity will visit your destiny. God cannot but respond to praise. That is one thing God cannot resist. It's like for some of you, there are some food that you cannot resist it. Once you smell it, you can't resist it. One of my sons, a pastor in this ministry, the food he cannot resist in this world is beans. He can't resist it. He was on his way from Lagos to this meeting when I sent him back because it was already getting too late and there was so much traffic on that road. And I did not want him to travel at night. He can't resist it. Every one of you have your own. Every one of you have your own. You have something that you can't. Now, for God, what God cannot resist is called. He can't resist it. You can't praise him and he will be quiet. I was in the church this morning at about 7:30 to 8 or so, and some people had a vigil, personal vigil here. Three guys, young guys, had a vigil here overnight, and they were still praising God in the morning. And as I was walking, trying to tidy up this message, listening to their praises, I was tapping my Ortega. I'm not God, though. I'm not the Almighty God. Small God. I was just tapping my leg upstairs. I was tapping my leg like this. That was around to 9 or past 9 in the morning. Now, how much more God Almighty, that is what he eats. God eats praise. The bankruptcy of praise is the bankruptcy of opportunity. Once you starve God of praise, you have starved yourself of new things. Once you are into praise, there is no way you can lack opportunity. Praise is the price for God's presence. Praise is the price you pay. Like you want to buy a car and you pay money. In those days, you want to do something, trade by barter. Now, what the price you pay to assess God's presence in your house? That's why there are many people, they pray, tire. And they will not even ask, why is my prayer not being answered? If somebody pray 90 days, 100 days, 120 days, 160, and the prayer, you at least you should ask God, why is this prayer not answered? It is because the prayer lack praise. You must realize one thing that God cannot resist is your praise. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25, the Bible was talking about Paul and Silas. They have had opportunities in the past. But this time around, they were inside the jail and they needed God desperately. Maybe you are here tonight, you need God desperately. If you are here and you need God desperately, let me see your hand up. Because I need him desperately. And the Bible says at midnight. What time are we now? Midnight. So we are about to do now exactly what Paul and Silas did then. At about this time, something happened. And that thing will repeat itself now again tonight. I can't hear your amen. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Comma. They pray, tired. Their voice don't quit, man. And now, comma, that is, pause. We have been praying, say, okay, what is next? Then they now say, okay. Then they began to sing praises unto God, not unto the head of the prisoner. And the prisoners, as we praise God now, ensure that nobody around you can deny that you praise God. There are some that come to church and they behave as if they are the senior brother of Jesus. I mean, isn't it barbaric and funny to come into God's presence? You use your own two legs to walk out inside God's house, and then you are forming for God. It is stupidious and lucubrious. It is a sign of bankruptcy of mentality. Ah! Inside God's presence. You can go and be checking dictionary for all those English. Praise the Lord. Your unreserved praise compels God for new opportunity. Quickly tonight, what can praise do? I'll just give you five, then we go to praise. What can praise do to you? What is the thing that praise can do unto your life? What capacity does praise have? You know, when you want to buy an air conditioner, they will ask you, what's the capacity? This is the horsepower. This is the horsepower. When you want to buy a generator, so this morning I was discussing with our engineer on a generator that we purchased, and then he was asking me questions. That is this, does this one have so? I said, me, I don't know all those details you're asking me. All I know is that we are buying this generator for so reason, in so place. So what does praise carry? What is the capacity? What is the output of praise? So many, I'll just give you five. One, what praise can do, deliverance. Praise has capacity to deliver you from any form of bondage or anything that is not making you happy. You can praise yourself into deliverance. Many are looking for deliverance minister all over the place. Praise has the capacity to, as they were singing Hosanna to Jesus in John chapter 2. John chapter 2, the Bible says in verse 13, he went into the temple, John chapter 2 from verse 13, and the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple, that's verse 14 now, those that sold oxen, and sheep, and doves, and changers of money sitting. And when he had made a scourge, and a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said unto them that sold doves, take this thing hence, make not my father's house an house of merchandise. That is, what Jesus is saying there is that as Jesus was being praised, he was stirred, and he went inside the temple. He took a koboko. And then he said, what is happening here? Why are there unwanted things in these people's life? And he began to flog them. Flog the money changers. He flogged the witches and wizards. He flogged the powers of darkness. He flogged the sorcerers. He flogged the babalawo. He flogged the mamalawo. He flogged the antilawo. He flogged the onkulawo. He flogged the cousinlawo. Everybody. He flogged them and cast them out. Friend Lawo, colleague Lawo, it doesn't matter who the person is. As you praise God tonight, there will be deliverance. I said there will be deliverance. God is going to flog your enemies. I said God is going to flog your enemies. Listen to this. You will even see practical marks on their body by the time you see them next. I would like to hear your loudest amen. It's not everybody you can toy with. You don't mess around with God praisers. They are dangerous human beings. They are dangerous human beings that can leave permanent damage in one's life. Dangerous human beings. Number two, what can praise do? Praise bring about the enforcement of what has been written concerning you. A lot of things have been written concerning you. A lot of things have been said concerning your life. God has pronounced many things to you, both in private. God has said many things to you through his servant. In fact, in Deuteronomy 28 verse 13, the Bible says, ye shall be the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. That is, you have been programmed, destined, orchestrated to be above, to be great in life. That is your portion. That is what is written. It takes praise to enforce it. Only God praisers actualize their potentials. That's what I'm trying to say. If you are not a God praiser, you can't get to the optimum level of your potential. It is praise that injects you with spiritual vitamins to allow you to get to your actual destination. Friends, you will not end up a frustrated person when you see your vision or what you want to achieve unaccomplishable. It leads to frustration. Only God praisers achieve what God has programmed for them. What has been written? It has been written that you cannot be without a wife. In Proverbs 18 verse 22, it says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor. So you have been destined to find, and you will find. I say you will find. Either the man will find you, Proverbs 18 22. Either the man will find you, or you as a man, you find somebody. Every man here that has been having problem with finding, after this prayer tonight, your eyes will be open to find. I say your eyes will be open to find. And every woman or every lady that is here that is due to be found, they will find you. The veil that is covering you up will suddenly tear to pieces. Me, I can't hear your amen. No. All this local Ilorin amen. Me, I'm not used to it. Oh. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your international amen. You cannot be without children. Psalm 127 verse 3. Children are the heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. It is only with praise that you enforce all this word. You dance to the extent that your womb takes in pregnancy even before you meet your husband. You listen to me. No, there's nothing impossible. In Luke 1 verse 45, the Bible says that blessed is he that believeth, but there shall be a performance of those things that are said to her from the Lord. Luke 1:45. So if you believe it is possible, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything can be done if your faith can carry it. A servant of God said, by this time tomorrow, there will be a change, a turnaround. And it was so because they believed it. I have a problem. The only thing I cannot believe is what God has not said. If God has said it, I can believe it. Because God is not a man that should lie, neither is he a man that should repent. God is not our mate. If something is not his existence, he can create it now. I say now. I mean now. And as I'm speaking right now, God is creating a part that is missing in somebody's body here. God is recreating a part in somebody's body that is missing here. Let me hear your loudest amen. He has the spare part in his shop. He's your creator. He's your manufacturer. If one has damage, he can repair it. If one is destroyed, he can remove it and place another one there. Tonight, you will see God in the most remarkable manner. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. So if you are expecting children, get set. Tonight, you will get pregnant in a way that is very, very mystical. And if you are standing in for anybody, your brother, your sister, your cousins, anybody, you will hear good news from them. 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 In fact, instead of one, God will give them two. You know why? Because that is the person's heart desire. He said, I want to have two as my firstborn. And as they have thought about it, it will be done like that. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. What does praise do? Praise brings favor. Number three, praise brings favor. The praiseful is the favorful. The praiseful is favorful. If you praise God, you don't lack favor. Praise brings favor. Praise brings flavor. Praise brings savor. That is, every good thing you can think of, praise can introduce it to you. If you are a young lady and you are praiseful, it's very easy for a guy to identify you when you are dancing and thanking God than when your face is squeezed. He's squeezed and he's looking as if there's a problem, as if all the problem of the state is on your head. As if you are the personal nurse of the president that is sick. Your face is so squeezed. What is the problem? Are you the one that is taking care of him? Relax. Thought your neighbor say relax. God is in control. God is in control. Relax. If the person is not laughing, tell them laugh. Ah, I say relax. Hallelujah. Favor comes from in the strangest of manners. The kind of favor that will be pursuing you. You are not the one that will be pursuing favor. Favor will be pursuing you. From this minute, favor will begin to run after you. I say favor will begin to run after you. Favor will begin to run after you. Favor will begin to run after you. Some of you here, strange people will ask for your account number. Me, I can't hear your amen, no. Your bosses will suddenly say, send me your account number. I was working in a place many years ago. Our managing director just called one of our staffs and said, follow me to where they sell brand new cars on the island. Follow me there. And then they went there. He thought maybe the MD wanted to buy a car. And the MD said, point to any car you want here. And, as a young guy, he pointed to the smallest Mercedes-Benz there. It was a Mercedes-Benz place. I know Mercedes-Benz are quite expensive. And he pointed to one small one. And he said, no, this is not why I brought you here. And he went to the biggest one that is there. The touchest and the biggest. Listen to me. They are not of the same family. Oh. Men that are not from your family will go out of their way to favor you. Men that are not from your family will go out of their way to favor you. Your business name shall be favored. Your brand name shall be favored. Everything about you will speak favor. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. I say this prophetically to somebody that can take it. Though your town and your village is not on the map of Nigeria, but God will give you favor that will put your name in the lips of thousands of people. Nobody knows your father. Nobody knows your mother. Nobody knows you. But very soon, between now and the end of this year, your story shall become a great story. Your story shall become a great story. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Do you know something? Your next blessing is just one favor away. Your change of story, your turnaround is just one favor away. I say it's just one favor away. Come on, stand up on your feet right now and take one step forward and begin to blow in tongues right now. Rataya badabada badabada badaba. Jaya ya 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 ya. Ratwa barako to bakatia. Ilatwa barika kwakaka. Azazaka. Ratwa kakakakaka. Reketu bagadaya. Jaya ya ya. Gagwa. Raketa. Utwa pakatosa. Ite te te peketo pakadash. Take one step forward. Magezezezezezezeze. Itaka kakakaya. Etapa rope ketua. Ezezi karato pakadia. Remekuta brakadesh. Ita lokwaketa. Embazuzwa. Entwa brakato bagadash. Entwe breketo blegeriashi. Nitwa magadia. Rane bede bodo bode kedigadaya. Ayagade gedea. Etwe begededesh. Pray. God of favor, where are you? Jesus' name we are praying. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat. Number four, what does praise do? Praise brings about the silencing of your enemies. Praise silences them. Silence them. In Psalm 149 verse 6 to 9, Psalm 149 verse 6 to 9, the Bible says, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and the two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. Someone say punishment. I mean, many of us who have passed secondary school here, and you know what is called punishment, when they punish people. Now, that's what we are saying. Bible says praise brings about the punishment, not punishment. Oh, you are the one that will get punishment. Your enemy is the one that will get punishment. Did you get that? I say you are the one that will get punishment. Your enemies will get punishment. You are the one that will get punishment. Your enemies will get punishment. To execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people. And punishment upon the people. Go to verse 9. To bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. Verse 9. To execute upon them the judgment written. To execute upon them judge. That is, tonight God is going to judge your enemies. I say God is going to judge your enemies. God is going to judge your enemies. God is going to judge your enemies. From tonight, you and I will become very dangerous. Anybody that wants to destroy us will be judged. Anybody that mistakenly speak negative about us shall be judged. Anybody that mistakenly wants to destroy us shall be judged. Anybody that wants to tamper with our destiny shall be judged. I decree judgment upon your stubborn enemies. I decree judgment upon your stubborn enemies. I decree judgment upon your stubborn enemies. Let me hear your loudest amen. I once knew somebody who helped somebody else to travel to UK. And after the person saw that the lady had started doing well, she used style to invite her back to Nigeria. And tell that to kneel down and say, I took you to London now. And you have started to do well. Okay? I bought you this passport. And she tore the passport and put it inside the dustbin in her presence. She tore the person's passport into pieces. I bought it for you now. What's wrong with you? You two want to become something, Abby? And she tore the passport and threw the passport inside the dustbin with the visa inside. Anybody that want to bring about the termination of your destiny, God will terminate them. Amen. Anybody that want to terminate your joy, God will terminate them. Amen. Power that want to make you jobless, God will destroy them. Amen. Power that want to render you useless, God will destroy them. Amen. Powers that want to render you as a feeble person, sick person, God will judge that person. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Take your seat. Praise brings about the silencing of your enemies. To silence them and they will rest. They will not even bother to rest in peace anyway. Praise brings about the silencing of your enemies. It makes them to be terminated. Praise is like a submachine gun. It's like a GPMG, general purpose machine gun. It's like a gun that brings out bullets without stopping. Once you press it like this, this is an uncontrollable release of bullet. It's going and then it doesn't go in one, it will spread. That's why it's dangerous for you to try to hurt a praiseful person, because their God will defend them. Here tonight, my God will defend you. And number five, where I'm going to stop under this segment. What can praise do? It brings about preservation. Preservation. Only those that don't praise God can be wasted. The priest in Malachi chapter 2, from verse 1 to 3, they risk being destroyed because they didn't praise God. The Bible said they did not return to give him praise. And now, O ye priests, from start from verse 1. God bless you. And now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. Someone say, God forbid. And I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you did not lay it to heart. Now, these people did not fornicate. Oh. They were not into adultery. They did not carry gun for armed robbery. The Bible said their only offense is that they were not praiseful. And God said, behold, I will corrupt your seed. I will spread dung upon your faces. Even the dung of your solemn feast, and one shall take you away with it. Someone said, God forbid. The offense of the priests in Malachi was that they did not return the glory for their life to God. When people were praising, they were looking like Lucozid. They were looking, what is people doing like this? Why are they doing like this? Only if they don't get tired. What kind of praise is this? What kind of thing is this? Isn't this stress? With the way we praise God in this church, people like us should have been looking stressed by now. But we are looking younger. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
If me and many of you here, we begin to run race, you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. If you are a God praiser, you have been destined to be preserved. Himself, we preserve you. I don't care who is shooting arrows at you. I don't care what you have. If you don't praise God, there's no way it will not be touched. But if you praise Him, praise covers up what you have. Praise covers up what you have. It brings about the preservation of what you have. It protects your children. A praiseful house is not a house that will just go inside anyhow. A praiseful house. That's why I said on Wednesday that every house, I think Wednesday or last week Sunday when I was talking about prayer, last week Sunday, every house should be involved in praying together every day. At least minimum once. Minimum. Can be more than that. A house where praise goes on every day, new things don't get scanty there. I welcome you to a new era of praisefulness that will launch you permanently into new opportunities.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.